Oh, Zoom?
Oh, yeah.
I just phone him. Zoom will be a little higher.
That's what I'm thinking. He won't be able to see anything.
Yeah. That's what we're thinking.
Sam, maybe you can just take like the rule, like, if you don't have a fever, you're gone. That's our rule in our house. If you don't have a fever.
Oh, yeah. You gotta go there eventually.
Like sick, the fake sickness.
If you're not if you aren't throwing up, throwing up or a fever, those are the two. Yeah.
He's been at school all
good thing we're getting this on recording. Any other parenting advice before we start our meeting?
I mean, that should go on recording. It'd be like a podcast or something or a book. I'll just have to tell them that. I don't care. Oh, I'll ask for his. Thanks, Megan.
No problem.
We lost Ben.
There's freshly brewed coffee. If anybody wants that,
I just said, what's your number? We'll call you.
Oh.
Nice and strong.
Do you always drop the egg that high?
Drop the what?
The egg drop that
That's
high.
That's my first time doing it.
That was so fun.
I had no control over height. They just kept on
putting
top of the. Which were you over here?
I didn't have my glasses on. I couldn't. I just saw blobs. It's like dropping eggs on little blobs. I was like, I hope I don't hit your face.
You hope there wasn't any.
I was sitting there taking photos of some of the kids, and I like cannot wait to edit.
Show me.
Oh, I want to see them.
Show me the photos. Youngest was in it. Okay, I was in Chicago with the oldest.
I did like a little video compilation from the bucket truck.
Were you there? Were you at the egg truck?
No, I was watching it from the cooking trailer.
Was he in there? Hudson was in it.
I couldn't see all of the kids, but I could see like what was going on. I could see what was going on.
That was legit though.
I mean, it started lower.
And then Hudson last night
really
was like, I got second this weekend.
Only
how did you catch that?
Mayor can do that.
So Jenny Walsh has been doing it for like decades, and she had surgery recently. So I was able to slip in because I've always been like, 1 year Mike subbed in for, I was so jealous. And he's like, I hate heights. I was like, no way. It was so good.
Where
good.
Do you drop it from? The top of the building?
No, they have the tree bucket truck, which goes up like 100 feet.
You're on top of the... Oh, that would freak me out.
And the guys are like pulling the levers from the bottom and just rambling about like all over the place.
I'd be like, I'm going to fall
video.
Over.
It's just like he's...
I saw the video.
No, there was no OSHA. Should have been.
I think you're right.
What could have gone wrong?
I
mean, I think the more realistic issue would have been that there was a failure with the boom, in which case being tied in wouldn't really do a whole lot for me.
We only have one.
I wasn't like climbing out of it.
We only have one inside
the truck. We weren't climbing out of the truck.
That's the big one, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, we're ready to go. We're ready to get this show started. All right, so call this meeting to order of the Beck City CIC. Let's go around the room and do roll call. I'm Nate Green.
Sarah Cole.
Matt Sexton.
Matt Dillon.
Stephanie Bosco.
Mike Simpson.
Ben Kessler.
Scott Chase with Gilbert Group.
Todd Friedman.
Jess Saad.
Jeff Walker.
Danny Hurley.
Megan Meyer.
Karen Martin.
All right, thanks everybody. I'm sure you all read the minutes I sent out on Sunday night. I'm joking. But do you have them by chance? There we go. So just look through them real quick. I mean, these are taken from the recording
doing,
that we do. Jeff's over there knocking.
Guys, if the Wi-Fi stops working, that's
your name is spelled wrong?
My name is spelled wrong.
Oh.
It's okay.
Okay.
Oh, that's awkward.
That is. I mean, especially since you work here. And...
I know. Missing an R and an E.
I wrote that. I didn't write that.
Okay. Other than Carrie's name being spelled wrong, are there any other changes to our minutes? Okay. Can I get approval for the minutes of June 3rd, 2025? Todd, motion. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Second by stuff. All right. Thanks. All right. So let me go back to the, let me go through the financial reports.
Financial reports.
Yeah. Oh, we'll go to the, we'll do that first. Either
one.
This one? Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do the July statement. All right, so this is our balance sheet for, there we go. We got a lot of stuff up there. All right, so so if you go down to the bottom, essentially, this includes everything through the end of July. And I believe we need to get these changed, Carrie, because there's two things going on here that I don't like. Not about the numbers per se, just we need to have them break out. If you look up there, it says Cassidy expenses. I think they're all related to 420 North Cassidy. I don't think any of them are related to 458.
Right.
And also, if you look, there's no taxes in the, all the taxes are in Bexley Square. Oh, I'm sorry, those taxes over there are 420, but there's no taxes for 458 or Ferndale Mayfield, so we gotta break those out. Because the taxes for Bexley Square are what, they're, I think they're 21,000 or four and a half. So that's too much in there, so we need to have those, we need to have those broken out.
Did you email?
I emailed. But if you go back over to the, you know, I mean, but after all that, though, I mean, our net income through the year is 80,000. So that includes, I mean, we're doing better than we were last year. You know, this includes all of the, that's a couple of things. That includes everything with Bexley Square, which is great. We're making, you know, we continue to make money at Bexley Square. We're fully leased, and Scott will give us a report there. We have not had a tenant in 458 North Cassidy since November. So we're gonna I think talk about that a little bit here in a minute. But anyway, but we're still, you know, our net income through this time of the year is 80,000. So we're doing okay. Any questions about that?
And some of that is truly because we're not doing the distribution back to the
That's a big part of it. Yeah, so okay. The distribution, so yeah, you know what, Megan, that's a great point. So last year through this time, if you all remember, we had been given a distribution to the city of $10,000 a month. And we stopped doing that. I actually think we stopped it. It was either at the beginning of this year or like November, December of last year. So that is a big part of that. So then, you know, we're doing that. We obviously get a lot of income from Bexley Square, but part of that is, you know, we have expenses that we've had at 220 or 2020 East Living Center taking some of that, and that's going to repairs and some other things there. And then we've used it, you know, just for 458 for the other expenses at 458 because we've had no tenants there, and we haven't really had any expenses of 420 other than taxes. Any questions about the financials? Yes, Todd.
So, do we have any capital expenses coming up for Bexley Square soon, like taxes or capital expense?
I don't think so, Scott. We don't.
I think the sidewalks and the awnings have been moved to next year.
Yep.
To my understanding.
Okay. Yep. That's what we talked about.
We have a small repair. That's $5,200. That's the back of Bexley.
Yeah, so Todd, remember we talked about, you were here.
Interior wall.
We talked about moving the concrete building until next year until.
Right, and giving our tenants a little bit of notice so they know that their camp's going to go up a little.
Yeah, we will when we do that, right. And then we have, behind Brassica, there was an issue in the hallway that was a $5,000 expense, so that would have been the only capital expense we've had recently.
So my suggestion would be is we have 300 and some thousand in the Bexley Square account, we have 500,000 drawn on the line.
Yep.
May I suggest we take a little bit of that and pay down the line because you're paying 7% interest on the line and you're probably making 5 basis points on the Bexley
Square. How much do you think we ought to pay down, Todd? What do you think? What's your suggestion?
Well, I don't know how much we generally leave in the Bexley Square account, but enough to cover something in case something happens.
Well, I mean, we could make a $150,000 payment on the line,
at least.
I think there should be a general rule of thumb of maybe 3 months of expenses or something like that that just stays in the account, and
yep.
then everything else goes to pay down the line.
Yep.
I mean, I think that should just be a monthly framework.
Yeah, we talked about that. We talked about doing that. We talked about that at the last meeting. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Okay. So what we, I think what we should do is, if you all agree, I think what we do is, Scott, we work with Angela to figure out what that 3 months of expenses are. And then we'll just figure out what we need to pay down.
So it's due tomorrow. So tomorrow, do you just want me to pay a regular?
Yeah, just make a regular interest payment tomorrow, and then we'll figure out between now and the end of the month what, how we pay it down.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, the only real expenses that aren't paid out of the monthly cash flow is the taxes, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that should be easy to forecast.
It should be, yeah, exactly. Okay.
It could be more nuanced even than, I think, 3 months.
Well, there's no loan on this, right?
Right.
Down on Basley Square.
And then one other thing, I guess, while we're looking at the balance sheet where we have banking accounts, we have been in some discussions with the city of Bexley. And again, if I'm crossing lines that where we need to keep firewalls, please. But nonetheless, if the CSE is interested in us discussing with other banks, improved banking relationships, let us know. So we can have that discussion.
So
or is that already occurring?
We've talked about it a lot, and we need to have a discussion with another bank.
Okay, so we are having those on behalf of the city, and we can certainly incorporate that into anything.
I think we mentioned Ohio State
Bank. Yeah. We talked about just moving everything over to Ohio State Bank. We haven't done it
just
yet.
Just our line of credit.
We just have the line there.
Oh,
okay. So,
you know, I think it's a different calculus too in the city.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we need to have, as a CIC, we need to have that discussion with the bank.
Okay.
But we need to do that. I just haven't done it.
And I think there are things that we need out of our bank relationship with the city that the CIC doesn't need to the same degree, so we could be a little more flexible, I think, probably.
Whatever. Just know that we're having those discussions, and if you wish to have us include CIC in those.
I appreciate that.
So. Okay.
Well, you know, I would say when you're talking to him, mention it to him, and perfect. I mean, it really is on me. I haven't reached out to him. That's purely what it is. So, Matt, go ahead, have at it.
Delegate.
Yeah, exactly. Have at it.
All right, perfect.
And the repayments to the city, are those suspended or those are permanent?
They were permanently
suspended.
Mm-hmm. I think at any time, I think we can discuss something different if needed. But
right.
There's not like a sunset on this suspension.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yep. Okay. All right. Anything else on those financials? All right. We have Scott from the Gilbert Group. Scott, do you want to give just an update on Bexley Square? We have the property manager report from July, the inspection report.
Yeah, those come out the 12th of each month. We've got one coming out here in a couple more days. Pretty much everything ran smoothly. Didn't have any tenant inquiries or complaints, that type of thing. Grounds-wise, we've noticed minor weeds coming up here and there. Wasn't sure if you wanted our group to come out and take care of those. So just throughout the property, that kind of thing.
I don't know.
Our group comes through like at least once a month doing that, but if you see anything, then
I noticed this morning also.
Yeah, maybe refer to Megan.
Okay.
Is that cool?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great.
And she'll help arrange that.
Mm-hmm. And then Scott, you want to talk about just the brassica, that the hallway issue that
we
had? Sure.
There was brassica mentioned. They have routine inspections, and in the hallway behind their space in the service hallway, there's a wall that's taken on quite a bit of moisture over the years. So there's some drywall that needs to be replaced. The bottom of the wall is actually no longer connected to the concrete deck, so it sways a little bit. So they're going to rebuild that wall. It's about $5,200. Bexley did locate a contractor. They wanted to do it by the name of Construction Aid. We did check the numbers through Gilbert Group, through our contractors. The number is good. So they're under contract now and should begin next week. It should take a week to get it done. So, and they're happy with it. So,
who from the city suggested that? Do you know?
Brassica.
Oh, Brassica.
Brassica.
Okay, gotcha.
Yes.
Okay.
And
I was like, what?
Yeah, I'm like, wait a minute.
Never heard of me. Okay, Brassica. Okay, cool.
Okay.
If they're happy, then we're happy.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else for Scott about Bexley Square and what's going on? Okay. Moving on.
Scott, you don't
have to. Yeah, you don't have to stick around.
Thank you, though. Thanks for visiting.
Yes. Yeah. Thanks for coming.
Have a great day.
Thank you. I mean, we'd love for you to stick around, but we wouldn't take it personally.
Send any questions.
Okay.
Next, we have 420 North Cassidy, but I think we're going to cover that a little later.
Should we know Sam Marcellino?
Oh, yeah. Sam Marcellino.
We heard Matt McPeak is here with us.
We've heard him. I mean, we know he's here.
We know the dulcet tones.
He makes his presence known. He makes his presence known. We're going to talk about 420 North Cassidy in a little bit, in a minute. Ben, do you want to talk about 458 and just what's going on there?
Yeah, although I actually think that should probably be under executive session.
Okay.
Right? Because everything we're talking about is negotiation based. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do that. 2220 East Livingston, do we need to talk about that in executive session?
I think so as well. Yeah, because we have two different proposals. So, yeah.
Okay. 2200 East Main also.
Exactly. I don't have an update. Do you have an update on the Fitzgerald?
For you guys, I mean, I have a general construction update.
That'd be great.
It's cranking.
Oh yeah. Okay. So you moved. The crane is back
around. The back.
So they can finish. They can finish this back portion. I met with the Alexander residents for about an hour and a half last week to go through concerns and issues. So I've got to get back to them on a couple things. Overall, they've been great, and overall, the contractors have been great. So. The front facade is going on the building now. You'll see that go up. That's been approved by the Architectural Review Board. They did a mock-up back here just beyond the dumpsters. You can't see it from here, but a mock-up of what the whole outside of the building will look like, and it's going to look amazing. So they're moving right along. They're supposed to be, retail is supposed to be done next April, and then move in folks in the summer. And the Cameron Mitchell restaurant, whatever that will be, probably Hudson 29, is going to move to this corner now, across from Brassica. And
was it going to be another corner before? I guess I don't really.
Yeah, it was going to be down there.
Oh, okay.
But they're going to have they're most likely going to have an application going to ARB because they want to put an enclosed patio in the front.
Cool.
Their patio space in the front.
Nice.
So that's the update.
Like with a window or whatever, the things that they can. Garage doors or whatever they can lift up.
Yeah, they haven't submitted it. Something like that. Like glass. Yeah, like an indoor.
You want me to talk about it?
Cafe. Cafe is Istanbul style, maybe. I don't know. They haven't submitted
it. I'm not going to ARB, though.
New Albany, they have a heavy vinyl.
Yeah.
Oh, do they?
Clear vinyl.
Yeah.
So maybe that's it,
like the top kind of.
Yeah, that's right.
Ooh. That's
cool.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh! They said they'd name a cocktail after you. Yeah.
That'd be great. Do I have to go, you know, taste them out and check them out?
Did they have a Nate?
The Nate.
Do we know if there's another commercial tenant in yet besides?
They have a lot of LOIs they're finalizing.
Okay.
Really interesting users, so okay. It's all positive.
Yeah.
I think they have finalized the medical office lease on the second floor, and they have 2,000 square feet left. But there's still 2,000 square feet of office left for Schoenstein Property Group or USRC 2.
CIC?
No, like no. They want.
We want people that can pay.
$5. So there's 2,000 square feet.
Not we have a community space. We're gonna have a brew fest or whatever.
Yeah. I think
you know
that's right.
When pre-leasing started, did they say anything about that?
So we've been fielding a lot of questions about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're taking names. I don't know if they've actually pre-leased formally. Do you know?
No, but if you hear, if anyone has any questions, just email me. I have the realtor's contacts. I'll send them.
Sounds like Jeff's ready. He's pretty pre-leased.
Yeah. At least that's what they said. We'll see what they.
Who knows?
Yeah, there's been some switching. There's less one bedrooms and more two bedrooms now, but not it's not many. It's like 10 less one bedrooms, and they've just converted some to two bedrooms.
Cool.
So does that turn like 10 to 5 then, or 10 to 10? Like just thinking about what the actual change is there.
Like the number of units today.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like 100. It was 151, and now it's like 140 something one bedrooms.
Not surprising.
Awesome. All right. Megan, can you scroll down to the bottom? No. Go back up to the go down to the bottom. So we need to. I need a motion to go into executive session, and somebody to read that. Whoever wants to do it.
I move to adjourn an executive session pursuant to 223.03B to consider the purchase of property for public purposes or for the sale of property to competitive bid. Any premature disclosure of information given unfair competitive bargaining advantage to public interest.
Awesome. Do I have a second?
Second. Oh, it's going twice.
Can I be invited to join this?
Oh, Megan. Yes. I'm going to call him, but I'm going to invite Nick Brunick as well from Applegate, Thorne, and Thompson. So we need to do a roll call. Let's go around the room. Green, yes.
Sarah Gold, yes.
Matt Sexton, yes.
Sam Marcelino, yes.
Matt McPeak, yes.
Stephanie Bosco, yes.
Mike Simpson, yes.
Ben Kessler, yes.
Mike Finley, yes.
Rod Friedman, yes.
Jeff Saad, yes.
Jeff Walker, yes.
Danny Harley, yes.
Carrie Martin, yes.
Awesome. Thanks, everybody.
Is there anything more? We're back.
We are back.
I'm here that I need to.
It is 9:18 a.m.
From permitting or working with them, any sort of conditions.
We need to firm this whole plan up, actually.
We need to look at that.
I saw 2200 East Main on the property updates, and then it reminded me again.
We need to look back through that. That's okay. We need to look back.
We still need a pocket park. We still need.
Yeah. Not to detail, but don't we have to vote to go out?
We did.
Where did
we?
Oh, no.
Yeah, we did.
We had a first and second. All those in favor of going out of executive session, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Okay. So we have one piece, I think, of new business.
I'd like to make a motion to authorize the chair to execute a letter of intent with TCB relative to the 420 North Cassidy property.
All right. So moved by Todd. Seconded by Jessica's.
Jess Saad, second.
She's shaking her head, so I think that would be good. All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, anything else we need to discuss?
Terms coming up, end of this year, Stephanie Bosco.
Left.
And Nate Green.
I don't want to be on it anymore.
Tough.
Sorry.
Damn it.
Just letting you know.
Did we ask?
It has to be in writing, and you have
I'm
to have a good excuse.
I haven't said anything. I just figured out he'd be like, yeah, you'd be reappointed.
You could resign, but you have to have a notarized letter.
I'm not a notarized.
With a valid excuse.
Sorry.
Yeah. I got nothing. No, that's great. That's awesome. I'm sure that would make stuff a bit too. All right. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Sam, that's fine.
I think everybody made a motion.
Yeah, there we go.
Sure.
All right, awesome. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.